This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and the Word of God is, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that's you, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Jesus doesn't lose any of us. Oh, no. We get lost. But the best thing of being lost is being found. Being found by him again as we confess our sins and go to confession and receive absolution from the church and from the Lord Jesus. No one who comes to me shall I ever reject. Oh, there have been times that I went to Jesus literally with my face on the ground, so low I felt, my face on the ground. And I went to him asking, begging that he would help me. I never was rejected. I never was rejected. Our Lord Jesus accepts us where we are, but does not keep us where we are. Oh, yes, you might be in sin today, the danger of sin. I want to tell you this today. Jesus is a sin taker. On the cross, he bore your sins and carried your infirmities. Jesus is the sin bearer. Do you know that today? Go to confession. Get rid of that sin, those sins, and get rid of the stuff that causes you to keep on falling into your pet sin. Tell the priest and tell the Lord Jesus, I want to be free today. I want freedom today from this sin, from this action that I commit over and over again. Might be stealing. Might be stealing. People have come to me and they had the experience of going into a department store and taking something every time they went. And as a matter of fact, they didn't even need it. It was a compulsion. It was demonic. But they got rid of it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're going through, you can get rid of in the name of Jesus. That's why the sacrament of penance is so powerful. We do not preach enough about the power of the sacrament, of taking my experience of sin, putting it out in front of another person, the priest, and asking victory over that sin by the blood that was shed at Calvary. I told you, one of the saints, when she would go to confession, her words were, I'm going under the blood. It is only the blood that cleanses us from sin. The blood of Jesus is far more powerful than the blood of righteous Abel. Oh, yes, it is. The blood of Jesus is infinitely more powerful than the blood of righteous Abel. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. But are you walking to him? Are you going to him? Are you facing him? Are you ready to give it up? Are you going to confession if you're Catholic and admitting that total rotten sin and you need the victory over it? And that victory comes through the cross of Jesus Christ. I love the song, Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, what? Get thee behind, victory today is mine. I tell you, victory is yours through the cross of Jesus Christ. Victory is yours. He paid for it. He paid for it. He paid for it. When he was nailed to the cross, when he shed his blood for us, for you, for me, for us. Our Lord paid for it. Don't try to pay for it again. It's bought and paid for. The only thing I need to do is ask forgiveness and then surrender my life to Jesus. It's not only asking for forgiveness. It's asking for forgiveness, turning away from that sin and surrendering my life to the Lord Jesus. People go to confession. Many people have never surrendered their lives to Jesus. Oh, the confession is valid. But something happens when I, on purpose, surrender my life to Jesus, saying I don't want to live only for myself anymore. I want to live for you. I give you my life. I give you my sins. I just confess them. I give you everything. I surrender, Jesus. Things begin to happen when that happens. Things begin to happen when that happens. We remember the Apostle Paul. Before he became the Apostle Paul, he was Saul on the Damascus Road. And he heard a voice, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And Saul said, "Lord, who are you that I persecute?" "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute." I tell you, if you're persecuting God's children, you're persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a reality. If you hurt God's children, purposely sinning against them, you are sinning against the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the body. I want to be very careful not to sin against any of God's children. Any denomination that preaches Christ, I want to be so grateful for their proclamation. Oh, I would want to lead them to the fullness of faith in the Catholic Church, but I am so grateful that they're proclaiming Jesus, the power of his death, burial, and resurrection. I think it's wonderful. You see, our Lord said, if you do not proclaim who I am to people, the very stones will do it. Don't let the stones take over your job to proclaim Jesus, to tell people about the love of Christ Jesus. Don't let the stones take over your job. You are the one to proclaim the name of the Lord. But you said, "I just sinned." That's right. What better person that is forgiven their sin when they go to confession is right to proclaim Jesus? You just experienced why he died. He shed his blood for you so that those sins you committed would be absolved and washed away at the roots. What better person? That's why Paul the Apostle was a great, awesome witness. He persecuted Christians. He had Stephen put to death. And he met Christ on the Damascus Road. His life was ever changed on the Damascus Road. Have you ever met Jesus Christ? Oh, please, people tell me, "Well, I love the church." I love the church too. Christ died for the church. "Oh, I'm a good person. I go to Mass on Sunday." Oh, I do too. I go to Mass on Sunday. "Oh, I'm a good person. I'd never steal or rob from anyone." Oh, me too. I'm not going to rob or steal from anybody by the grace of God. But you left up something that needs to happen if you belong to him. I surrender my life to you. I give you my life. I don't want to live for my life anymore. I surrender all that you've given me. I surrender. I pour it out into your holy hands. I don't want to live any longer for myself. I want to live for you. This surrendered life brings the power of God. So many people are playing around with Jesus, and they've never surrendered. Put up the white flag and say, I surrender. I give you everything, my past, my present, and the future that is not yet here. I surrender. Oh, that is the grace of God that leads you to that. God can't do very much in a soul that is not surrendered. You see, by God's grace, I surrender every day. Without that surrender, I don't know where I'd be. I'm desperate for Jesus. I don't know about you. He's not just like an ornament on the tree. The Lord Jesus is the tree. He's the tree, not an ornament on the tree. I'm desperate for Jesus. My desperation calls out, help, Lord Jesus. I've sinned, Lord Jesus. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. No one who comes to me, he says, will I ever reject. For I've come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it's the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing. That's you again, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Are you living for Jesus today? Are you living for Jesus today? I am by the grace of God. I don't want to live for anyone else but the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I live for Jesus, wonderful things happen. Wonderful things happen. He leads me to people. People who need to hear about his mercy, his forgiveness, his power of the Holy Spirit. He leads me to them, and I pray with them. And things begin to happen, not because I pray, but because Jesus said, pray, and you will be heard. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door will be opened. As many as ask, seek, and knock, they will find. Are you knocking today? Are you seeking today? Are you looking for the face of Jesus? I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm desperate for the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, I have nothing. That's not humility. That's just the truth. If Jesus said to me today, goodbye now, I want no part of your life, I'd say to him, before you do that, kill me. Kill me, because I'm desperate for you. I can't live without you. You are my Savior. You are my Lord. You are my life. If you're going to depart from me, take me to heaven today. Now, I can't live without you, Jesus. But you know what? He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, I've said those words so many times when I felt that I had been forsaken, when I felt that God was not listening to me, when I felt that I was in a ditch too big for me to get out. The words that I said in my heart, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. Say it out loud today. I shall never leave you nor forsake you. Those words are powerful words. They are Jesus' words. And he promised not to forsake us. That's so simple. You know what the church needs to hear? That word. Have you come to Jesus? Have you given him your life? If you've given him your life, you got to know, he said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never leave you. You might leave him through sin, but he never will ditch you. You need to confess your sin. You need to repent of your sin. You need to go to confession and get rid of this sin and turn your life over to Christ Jesus. It's so important. I remember once I had a hard time. It was I don't really remember where, but it was so difficult. And I decided I needed to tell the priest that I was sorry for my sins. I didn't even know them. But I knew I must have done something. So I went to confession, and I said to the Lord Jesus and to the priest, I'm sinned. I'm desperate for Jesus. I can't even name the sin other than not trusting God, not trusting Jesus in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my circumstances. I can't even remember my sin, but the sin of not trusting is real. I need forgiveness for that. I need forgiveness for that. And so he gave me absolution. I walked out of the confessional free. Free. I took it. It was born on the cross of Christ. I didn't need to take it back. Jesus bore my sins and carried my infirmities. When people come to confession to me, I rejoice. I rejoice because God wants them to know the power of forgiveness, the power of the blood of the Lamb. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear another person's sins and grant them forgiveness through the church and through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful. And you want to know what? No sin makes me feel that I am better than that. Oh, no, I'm going to tell you. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody. I can do anything. I can do anything wrong, anything sinful, anything. The only thing that keeps me from it is the Lord Jesus Christ, who lives in my broken heart. But I know I could do anything without the help of Christ. Why do you think I preach like this? Because I am a saint? No. I could do anything without the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing that I couldn't do that's called sin if Jesus dumped me, if Jesus withdrew from me. Nothing. Nothing scandalizes me because I know who I am, and I am in Christ by the blood that he shed for me. If Jesus departs from Father Tom, Father Tom can even murder, if not by the flesh, in his mind wanting people to be dead. I tell you, my life belongs to Jesus. Your life belongs to Jesus. You're not going to be happy until he has it all. And the only one that can do that is you. I can't do it for you. And you can't do it for me. You can pray for people that they would surrender their life to Jesus, but you can't do it. No one has the right to do it. It takes the mercy of God for a person to say, here I am, Lord. I've sinned. I come to do your will. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. We don't preach the power of the blood enough. We don't preach the power of his precious blood enough. His blood fell to the ground and cried out louder than the blood of righteous Abel. We remember Abel's brother killed Abel. and the death and burial of Abel cried out to the Lord for vindication. Our vindication comes through the blood of Christ. Do you know that today? Do you know that? I'm not telling you, you got to feel forgiveness. I'm telling you, you've got to quote it. You've got to say it. You've got to talk about it. And you've got to turn away from it. And you've got to repent. And you've got to give your life to Jesus. That's what you have to do. That's what I have to do. I'm no different than you. I absolutely, you know why these broadcasts have blessed people? Because I'm no different than you. I tell you what I go through, because I know you go through it too. I'm not hiding from people. I tell you, without Christ Jesus, I'd be lost. I don't know what I'd be doing today without the mercy of God. I know it's all about Christ. If anyone's life has changed, it's Jesus who does it. He has my life in his hands. Does he have yours? Does he have yours? Things begin to change when he has your life in his hands. And there's only one person that can do that. You. How do I do it? Lord Jesus, I place my life in your pierced, glorified hands. I place it all in the hands of Christ, the lover of my soul. It was St. Paul on the Damascus Road that was janked, what's the word, off his horse or whatever he was on. He fell to the ground. His face was to the earth. And the word of God said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul said, Lord, who are you that I persecute you? Oh, you persecute my children, Christians. Therefore you persecute me. His life changed that day. His life changed that day. Has your life changed yet? Has your life changed yet? You cannot change your life. Don't even try. He gives you the grace to change your life as you surrender your life to him. I surrender to you, Lord Jesus. I surrender to you, my Savior. I surrender. I'm going to confession. I'm going to confess every sin that separates me from you and from your people. I'm doing it. It's about time I'm doing it. I've made so many excuses. I'm not going to confess my sins to another man. Excuse number one. I don't sin. I don't commit murder. I don't steal. Excuse number two. Oh, and we could go on. That we have all these excuses. But you know what? His open arms on the cross saying to you and to me, come to me and I will forgive your sins. Go to confession and I will cause you to be washed clean with my blood. I will uproot your sins with my precious blood. It's kind of sad that people don't go to confession anymore like they used to. We used to go when we were kids, every 2 weeks at least. No, but you know what? I hear it all the time. I don't sin. If you say you don't sin, you make God a liar. How do I do that? Because he says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And if you say I don't sin, you make God a liar. And God is no liar. He's the truth. Oh, yes, he is. Just admit your sin. Take it. go to confession. Dump it at the cross as you confess it to the church and to Jesus Christ. Dump it at the cross. Come out of that place, freed like a bird. Freed like a bird. Come out of that place. In Christ Jesus, in your heart, in your body, in you. Come out of that place. Know that God has things for you to do. You're a sinner saved by grace. He wants you to reach out and save sinners that are far from grace. How do I do that? I share my testimony. Your testimony will bring people to Christ. It's not a very, I don't care how unpowerful it's not. Do it. Declare your testimony that God receives sinners and no one who comes to Christ will ever be rejected. That means you. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.